Yes, I will. What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 18. We did 18. 18. My name is Nuriel, 22 years old, living my last semester of college.
And my name is Joe Bussey. I am 22 and I'm feeling good.
Hey, let's go. All right, boys and girls. I was going to preface this with something before we're going to preface our topic. Find us again. I forgot to say this on our last episode, but our podcast is pretty much is everywhere on Apple, Google Podcasts. Did I say Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Castbox, Spotify, pretty much anywhere. Just search Timeless in any of those platforms and we'll be there. We're not on YouTube. I will eventually get them all on YouTube.
It's under Nuriel's account, so it'd be Timeless and then by Nuriel Camless.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, really? What?
Yeah, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I guess
that's how you posted it?
I think so.
Because it's under your account.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
For people to find it.
It's under my name, but
Because they'll search up Timeless and then they can't find it, but just type in...
No, you can search Timeless Podcast and it'll show up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, so just search Timeless Podcast or my name. Follow me on Instagram.
That was quick.
Follow me on Instagram. I'm just plugging stuff. Follow me on Instagram at Nuriel Canlis. Do a lot of video stuff there, photos. Join the community of Nuriel Canlis people. So, yeah. You want to plug yourself, Joe, or no?
Follow me if you want to at JTBussey05. Follow me at your own will.
All right, guys. Well, I hope you guys are doing all right. Right now, it is Saturday. What did Chris say? Oh, he's talking about Game of Thrones. Anyways, hope you guys are having a great weekend, week. Right now, it is Saturday, probably like 11. It's like around 11:36. Filming this podcast, making memories, making a video capsule. So yeah, we're excited, and we're gonna go straight into the topic in this episode, Joe. Is that okay? Is that
cool? Let's do it.
All right. The past couple of weeks, at least for me, I've been talking with my friends about how today's culture, today's society, is all about kind of like if there's a bump in a road when it comes to relationships. I would say, really, in relationships, is like if whether it's a friendship, platonic thing, or even romantic relationship. If there's like a bump in the road, if there's like a scuffle or a fight, then they use that as a reason to just get out, kind of thing. Like they don't work through it.
Like if there's like a bump or like an obstruction in the road, mm-hmm. they just leave the road. They don't work through it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and it's insane to me. And I was talking to you about this 2 weeks ago. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, how like. I was just thinking about the concept of marriage, right? Like, in marriage, obviously it depends on what you value and whatnot, but, like, marriage itself is literally, like, you're at the peak of your happiness, your peak of your love with this other person. And the ceremony is literally...
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's what they say, right? But at the same time, you're committing to this marriage thing, right? But if you're committing to marriage, like, you're literally... Your vows are literally, like, you're dedicating your life to another person and literally promising for the rest of your life, like, I'm gonna be with you, I'm gonna work through anything, I'm gonna be by your side, right?
And then people just
get divorced. And then there's like a 50% divorce rate. It's insane to me.
And that's so important. Like, it's important to have like a good family system because like it's important for like a healthy relationship between the mom and the dad, because like when they have children, like you're literally raising like the future generation that's like has the world in their hands. It's like it's important to like just have a loving family.
Yeah.
And that's, you know,
yeah.
I feel like when you get divorces like that and it like it just ruins people, man.
Yeah. And the first thing you said to me after I told you about that, I was like, yeah, that's right. You be careful who you marry.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. But at the same time, like, I feel like a lot of the scuffles, obviously, it's different for everyone. But I feel like a lot of the scuffles are, like, you could work through that stuff. Obviously, cheating is bad, right? And stuff like that. But, like, all the other stuff is, like, I feel like you can work through it. anything. Yeah. And it's just like not even in terms of marriage, right? Just even dating in general. Like, you date for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, right? You get to know this person. You get through, like, a real first fight with this person. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, we're not right for each other. Oh.
Yeah. No, it's, it's so anti, like, loving.
It's like, oh, there's, like, it's just like, there's a saying, like, okay, I'm going, there's so many thoughts in my mind. It's just like.
I know.
Like,
we could talk a lot about
I know,
this.
Right?
We should just make this, like, a whole nother podcast.
I mean, it is itself. But, like, it's just, like, you get in the scuffle, right? And they're like, oh, we're not right for each other. There's excuses. Not excuses, but there's, like, there's an out. And what they say is, like, oh, we're not right for each other. Two, they say, oh, there's someone better for me. The friend group's like, oh, there's someone always going to be. Like, there's always going to be. I feel like there's always going to be someone better. Like, there's always going to be someone better. But at the same time, it's like. I don't know. It's just like if like it just like there's a you gotta use that to an extent kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, but I mean it's important to identify like the person that you're with. Like, is it a toxic relationship? Then maybe it's best that you break that up.
Yeah,
because it's what's best for you and the other person ultimately. Mm-hmm. But like, if you actually like love someone and like I don't know, if you're in love, you'll just know.
Yeah,
like
I just feel like society in general is like. Yeah, there's this saying, like, you'll never settle, never, you know, there's always something, that you go with what's best for you, right? But, like, if you keep that mindset to the extreme, which I think this whole this generation is doing, is, like, you're never gonna find it if you keep that, like, if you're so set in your own way and be like, okay, I'm specifically looking for this, I'm looking for that, and then say this person comes along and doesn't have that, and it's like, oh, I'm gonna find someone that has that, it's like, you're gonna constantly be looking for someone that's right for you. Right? Like, no one's gonna be completely perfect for you.
It's important. It's important to be choosy, but it's also important.
To an extent, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's important to, like. Like, you have to be choosy, but at the same time, when you do choose, you need to. Like, you need to work through problems that arise in the relationship rather than just, like. Like, walking away from them. You need to go through highs and lows with your significant other, which.
Yeah.
It strengthens relationships. Just because you get into a bump in a road, and that doesn't mean you should just like break it off. That just means that you need to work through it together.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, just conflict strengthens the relationship.
Yeah. And like, I was watching this video about this old elderly couple. They're like 90, like they've been together for like how many years, right? And then some guy asked them, what's the secret for you guys being so together? And then what they said is, like, we come from a generation of time where if something was broken, we fixed it.
Damn.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Yeah, it's just like,
That is how our society is now. Like, it's like, once sad. It's broken, it is so, oh
it's
my God.
It's sad.
Oh my God.
It's like, okay, I'll say this. So, like, what, so, you know how you, so, Joe, Chris, and I, we've been together for like, our friendship has been together for 7 years, right? But that friendship has had its ups and downs. It hasn't been always ups, it's always been downs. But the thing that's kept us together is that when we had a bump and when we had the choice to walk away and be like, oh, we're going to find people that we're going to people are like, oh, I'm going to surround myself with people that are good enough for me. Yeah, do that to an extent. But like at the same time, like just because there's a scuffle, like when we had a scuffle, when one of us had to have a scuffle, when you're at that breaking point where it's like we could have walked away, we chose to work through it and communicate, and it made us stronger. And that's why we're so together for 7 years. Like, a lot of my friends, Joe, or a lot of the people, not a lot of friends, but a lot of the people I know, they don't have what we have. And I cherish that. And I'm not saying that we're better than them or not. I'm just saying that, like, it's sad to see that, like, people are so, I guess, it's so easy for them to just like, oh, this guy did this, this guy did that. Oh, he has this trait. I don't like this trait in him. And they neglect all the good traits in that person. And then they just walk away.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, you know? It's like, oh, I'm going to find... And then all the, like, no... I don't know. It's like, there's very few people that have friends of over, like, four years friends, you know?
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. It's just... It's crazy.
I'm still like that
on
saying
what? On what?
Like that saying
got so, you
like, it got to me.
Like, isn't it good?
That's the damn truth right there.
Yeah, dude. That's honestly.
That is the damn truth. We lived in a generation where if something was broken, we fixed it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Damn.
Like, Like, that's one of the... like
we don't fix stuff nowadays. We don't. We're a technology-driven society.
We're technology-driven, and we're,
we have that fix it.
We have this belief that there's always going to be something better. And yeah, there's always going to be something better, but at the same time, it's like... Here's a saying that from my... That I don't really, like, I take with a grain of salt kind of thing. The grass is always green on the other side. I honestly, I think my saying to that is, like, I don't really like that saying. You know why? Because I think the grass is greener where you water it.
That's true.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, picture a yard and there's a fence. People think the grass is green on the other side. No. Water your own green grass. Yeah. Make it better. Work through it, you know?
Yeah.
Cultivate that relationship. Make it, be an example.
I never really understood that.
Do you get
that
it now?
Saying, well, no, I never really understood that saying, the grass is always greener on the other side. I never understood that. Like,
but do you know what it means, though?
I know what it means.
But you just don't understand it.
I just don't understand it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. See, a lot of our generation, it sums up in that phrase.
Yeah.
The grass is always greener on the other
people
side.
People look for something better, but...
Oh, this guy's just spending so many times with his friends. Oh, this girl doesn't... I don't know. What do guys complain about girls?
A lot of things.
I don't know.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. Just kidding. Yeah, there's both sides. You're looking at both perspectives here. Well, it's just like, they're so easy. It's so, like, obviously, you know, if someone's not right for you, you'll know in your intuition. But, like, if you're with someone and there's a scuffle, like, I don't know. It's just, like, obviously everyone's different, the upbringings. But I just think as a society, in our generation, we gotta... You know, instead of just walking away from things, like, cultivate it. Not only cultivate it, but also be an example. Like, I told you this before, like, in terms of relationships, the saying is that you are makeup of the five people that you spend time with, right? But at the same time, on the other side, you are one of the five people that make up that other person.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So, like, not only you want to surround yourself with people that are good for you, but at the same time, you want to be a good person for them, kind of thing, you know? It's a two-way street kind of thing. So, like, a lot of the times, maybe someone will be like, oh, I don't like this trait in this person, or they got in a scuffle, and they just blame that person. But in reality, it's, like, it's not just that person. It could be, it's a culmination of both of them together. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, what are you thinking right now?
I'm just... I really like that saying. I'm still thinking about that. Like,
what do you like about it?
It's true. it's true.
Yeah,
that's the damn truth.
Yeah, I'll show you the video after this.
And I also like how you said, like, how, you know, you water your own grass, like, with the whole, like, the grass is greener on the other side.
Yeah.
I really don't think that's true. Like,
yeah,
like how you said, like, you know, take care of your own yard.
Take care
of your own yard.
Yeah. Because, like, a lot of the times if I have a scuffle with, like, a friend, like, maybe it's you or Chris or another friend, and I'm mad at, or they did something to me, I look, I'm like, huh, what did I do that could have caused them to act that way towards me, kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
So it's... I don't know, just people are just so easily, they're easy to just blame others when in reality, just, like, reflect and be a good example for other people. Like, some people are like, oh, this person did this, a lot of people are doing this, you know, why should I do that? Like, it's not gonna matter. I'm like, yeah, just because everyone else is doing it, you know, it doesn't mean you gotta act the same way. Like, be that outlier, you know? It's as cheesy as it sounds, like, you hear that all the time. Like, people say that they'll do it, but at the end of the day, like, they don't do it. It's sad.
I don't know, because, like, for things to grow, you need to water it, you need to nurture it.
You really like this analogy?
like, you don't, things don't grow if you just throw it away.
Yeah.
Things grow by... taking care of it.
Yeah, I agree. And then at the end of the day, people are like, oh, why don't I wish I had that? I wish I had that. I'm like, man, first of all,
could have had it.
You could have had it. If you took care of it. And second of all, there's still time. Everyone's on their own timeline. You can still make friends and everything. But just, like, I'm gonna just be aware. Put yourself in perspective, kind of thing, you know? Like, at the end of the day, at least for me, it's the people that make life. That's what makes life for me. It's the people and the shared experiences. So if that is for you, then work through stuff. That's what I was going to say. So a lot of who my friends are right now and who I surrounded myself with, it's the people that that have shown me, and I've shown them, that it's a two-way street, this relationship. Like, to this day, everyone I can probably say that I'm close with are people that are not only watering their grass, their yard, if I'm going to go back to that analogy, watering their yard, but they're also, and I'm watering my yard, but we're watering each other's yard. Like, we're watering each other's yards for the sake of each other.
Yeah.
Right? So, like...
It's got to be well reciprocated, though.
What's the noun?
Reciprocated?
No, the noun.
The noun
version.
Reciprocation?
Reciprocation. That's the
word. Isn't that just the noun?
Reciprocation. Yeah, reciprocation. That's what I really look for in all... Like, so that's all my friends that now that I surround myself with are people that... it's not that I expect it. It's just that it happens. That's how you know.
Yeah.
And if you have that person in your life, whether it's a friend or a loved one, if you go through a scuffle, then you can work through it. Because if they're keeping up their end, then they know that you'll know that they want to work through it too. Like if they're not gonna work through it, then that's when you walk away. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
And like with our friendship with you and Chris, every time we would get in the scuffles, we would always listen to each other and tell each other there are perspectives and be understanding. When if we didn't care about each other, then we could have just like listen and then kind of withdraw and go away kind of thing, you know?
I feel like a lot of times like how things work is like when people like get into scuffles, they don't solve it, but they don't like actually talk to the other person and understand their perspective on it, and they have their own perspective
mm-hmm.
of what that person did. Mm-hmm. And it sometimes what we think is like, we think negatively, and sometimes like we can think something happened, but like mm-hmm. in actuality, if you actually like talk to the person and understand their side, then you'll see more about the person.
Yeah. And like, if you don't talk to them, there's so much room for misunderstanding too.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That's why I don't like texting.
Yeah.
I guess I kind of do like texting, because sometimes texting can get things out. I mean...
Without emotion kind of thing. Yeah.
Like texting can sometimes like misinterpret things,
mm-hmm.
but it's also a good tool for like letting things out that you can't like...
Yeah.
In person. Like, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah. I had this topic. I had a tangent in my head. And it went away. What was it? Yeah. Oh, here it is. So obviously, you know, talking and communicating in this relationship, whether it's a bump in the road, it's easier said than done. And one of the things that I feel like a lot of people too are shy to kind of like, you know, work through stuff is confrontation. Yeah. It's so hard for... I know, remember the first time I had a scuffle with Chris, for example. It was so hard for me to confront him about what I disliked about a certain habit of his. Yeah. I don't even remember what it is. I don't really care anymore at this point. But, like, I just remember the confrontation. It was, like, I was so... Before I even confronted him or talked to him about it, to be vulnerable about my feelings, it was so hard for me to open up and kind of do that. So it's easier said than done, but I'm telling you, like, if you do that, you're setting the tone for the rest of your relationships in your life, and it'll not only help your relationships, but also help yourself and being your true self and everything like that, and being at peace with who you are.
I feel like that's so important, just being yourself and,
yeah,
you know, like being proud of who you are.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah. It's easier said than done again. That could be another episode for another day. But,
take pride in what you got.
Let's go.
Also, water it. You need way. Hey, water's key, guys. I love water
for everything.
Yeah,
for gains.
Watering
the yard. Your yard.
Water is life.
Yeah, going back to the overall arching topic. It's crazy to think that people just throw away relationships over a small bump. Like, in my opinion, a lot of scuffles, a lot of the things that we get mad about as a majority of society, like, or in a relationship or a friendship, like, those are nothing. That's minuscule. Like, yeah. At the end of the day, it's like, is that really going to matter 2 years from now or a day from now? Like, look past that, put an understanding of how that person is kind of, like, how he's acting and stuff like that, or she, and just, like, just look past that, look at the good qualities, look at the good intentions, and if he is a good person, then it is worth it to, you know, work through it with that person, and you'll know if it's not, but definitely I encourage everyone to, you know, don't throw away if someone, you know, is being bad, or you guys are in a scuffle kind of thing, you know, because if you value that person, then why let this thing get in the way? Is it really worth it, kind of get mad, or, you know, it, like, I feel like so many, this is, like, so weird, because, like, I've been hearing this all my life, but, like, I feel like a broken record from, like, another person, but, like, so many relationships and friendships could have been saved, but if you just talk through it.
No, yeah, no, that's so true.
So,
like, I feel like music nowadays, in today's culture, it's, like, very, like, anti-loving, right?
Thank you, next.
No, like, for real, like, a lot of the music that people listen to, it's just, like...
What?
It's just bad music.
Like, what do you mean by bad? Like,
It's, like... It's, like, not... It's anti-loving.
Like, what do you mean, like, anti-loving? Like, what do they talk about, or, like, what do you get feel of, or...
Like, I don't know, like, say, like, Travis Scott, or, like... like, these... I actually, like... used to, like, listen to, like, these, like, rappers or and stuff like that. And I kind of like the music, like, at one point. But now that I'm seeing, like, better music out there that, like, lifts your spirits up. And it's, like, I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
But I just, like, I just can't, like, put down what I'm thinking kind of thing. But... And I feel like a lot of today's music, a lot of it's attached to, like, negative emotions, too.
Yeah. Like, and, I mean, that just adds to the whole thing about, like, societies, like, in general, is like that. Like, the throwaway culture. Like, yeah. It's the music, it's the apps, the Tinder, like, oh, swipe right, I'm unmatched. Oh, there you go. See, I'm on to the next one kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So it's, like, it's just, like, social media, there's all these factors that add to it, but definitely kind of, like... I don't know, just cherish what you have.
We're so quick to, like, hit the delete button.
So quick. Yeah. But the thing is, you're so quick to do that, and then some people are so quick to delete it, right? But at the end of the day, when you turn off your phone, where are you? You're alone. Yeah. Why are you alone? Huh? And you ask yourself, why are you alone?
I mean, it's good to be alone.
Oh, like, no, yeah, I mean, no, don't, I mean, say, yeah, I mean, yeah. Don't get, yeah, yeah. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, if you want that, at the end of the day, why, you know?
Kind of I feel thing? Like that's also an important factor. Like, what? Like, first, like, get a good, like...
Sense of who you
sense
are.
Sense of who you are.
Yeah.
And love yourself and be proud of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Work on yourself before you get into a relationship.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, you need to be your own, like, individual for a relationship to work out. Because when you're dependent on each other... I feel like it's, I don't know.
I agree. I agree. But with that, yeah, know who you are, have some standards, but at the same time, don't be a stickler about who you are kind of thing. Like, don't, I guess I have a high enough ego where it's like, oh, I'm like this way. I'm not going to change for anyone kind of thing. You know, you got to let some room in for another person kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want
to
be.
But like, it is important to like.
Be
have yourself have yeah. that self-respect
like, that's true yeah.
To have that ego in a sense, I don't want to use the word ego, but like just like self-respect,
that's true.
Like, the more self-respect you have for yourself, you know, the more room, I guess, like, I don't know, that's a difficult topic to talk about.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors that go into it, but yeah, just what I'm saying is, you gotta work through stuff as a society. You know?
Gotta put in that work.
Yeah.
Put in that work, guys.
Like, I would, like, people would be, like, people would ask me, like, that's the reason why, like, people are so surprised I'm gonna plug my perspective because I'm using an example, but my web series, check it out on my YouTube and my Instagram, perspective web series. People sometimes are surprised when they're like, oh, how? Because I got like what? I think I'm on like my 16th episode or 15th episode, and it's 4 people per episode. What is that? Like about like 50, 60 people.
How many episodes?
15 times like 4.
15 four, times 4, 60.
60? So like about like 60 people. 60 people.
Dang, that's a lot.
Exactly. Yeah, well, it's a lot. It's a lot of people, right? It's a lot of people in college. And people are like, how do you know so many people? And the thing is, like, most of them are people that I've cultivated that relationship with, you know?
Yeah.
It's like people that I still keep in touch. I go out of my way and like, hey, how are you doing? Is there anything I can help you? You know, obviously it's not like, oh, every single day I talk to this person, every single week I talk to this person. But like at the same time, it's like, I still value them. And, you know, there are people in this web series that I had scuffles with. But at the end of the day, you know, I look past, we both look past that. And, you know, we're still friends because we value our relationship so much, kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. I like the whole idea of your perspective videos and how you get to have people on there and share their story.
Yeah. I like it. I had people, you know what's crazy? This is a side tangent because it's totally off topic. But I had one person, because like a lot of family watches my videos because I tag them in it. So the extended family watches it. And then one person told me that his aunt cried when he saw me, because she was so proud of him that he was like saying that all that stuff and on camera and showing that. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. That's why like every time I think about like, oh, I'm going to take a break about it, or I'm going to like quit on this time, I'm like, no, I'm going to, I got to keep, yeah, I got to stick with this because I love it.
Isn't that crazy? Because I feel like a lot of, like in today's culture, like people aren't like as transparent like to their like family or like parents.
Yeah.
But I feel like in your perspective videos especially, like you get people's like experiences and you get their real sense, I guess, when people share their stories on your videos.
Yeah.
And then their family sees it and they're like, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's true. But it's just crazy. It's like I'm like not only affecting the person that I'm interviewing, but at the same time I'm like affecting like family members. I'm like, so they're so happy for that that person. It makes me happy. It's like, damn, that's crazy.
That's good.
I know. And then on top of that, like I got people telling me like, you know, this person inspired me and this person did that and stuff like that. So I'm like grateful for it. So I'm definitely like gonna keep doing that past, like once I run out of people, I'm gonna definitely go out and like keep it going with like random people that I find have good intentions and stuff like that. I'm definitely gonna keep going with that for the next 2 years or so.
You should.
Yeah. I was thinking about it. This is how like everything starts. What if this goes big?
I can see it.
Yeah, I definitely could see it, but that's not my motivation. My motivation is like again, it's good people, good intentions.
But like a lot of stuff you see on social media, like there's like a fakeness to it, but like with your videos, you get a realness about it.
Yeah.
And I think that's important to incorporate.
Going back to the topic, that was a huge side tangent, but yeah, and a huge plug. Indirectly, so check that out. Moving on to topic, wrap it up. Grass is greener where you water it, not necessarily where it is on the other side, but do you have any last thoughts, Joe, on this topic?
Yeah, let's make sure this podcast is still recording. So we're not just talking without
it being recording. Are we wrapping? Do you have any last thoughts on it? On the topic itself.
On the topic itself.
Yeah, we're not closing yet.
I would just say, you know, just go towards love.
You're right. Go towards love.
Go towards love.
And in addition to that, I'm going to say follow your intuition, but at the same time, step out of your comfort zone and be not only... give out love, but be a source of love too. Be an example. So...
Yeah.
And...
be like... have self-love and be true to yourself. Be your authentic self.
Yeah.
And share that love with others.
Let's go. All right. So, yeah. Like I said, check us out on Instagram, JTBussy05, NeurioCanalyst, web series right there. I'm going to reiterate, we are on all platforms for anything podcast, Apple, Google, CastBox, Anchor, Spotify. We're on Spotify. Just search the episode or search Timeless on there. And Timeless Podcast. Yeah, you'll find us there. We got like, what, 16 episodes, 17 episodes already out there. So yeah, definitely check us out. Any last words, Joe?
If there's anyone that's like, is interested in like doing like personal training or they're doing personal training, then like hit me up on like, I don't know, whatever, like Facebook or Instagram, and we can like learn from each other. Sweet. That'd be cool.
Awesome. All right. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one. I don't know if it's going to be weekly every Tuesday, but just keep it out. It could be bi-weekly, but no matter what in the future, we'll be doing this from time to time. And yeah, see you guys.